Hey, gang, there are so many important issues to discuss in today's political, cultural, and economic climate, and I can't discuss them all here. In fact, YouTube and big tech won't let me talk about it all here. And that's why I have exclusive uncensored live streams on Monday nights to cover everything. On Monday nights, I share all my thoughts and answer your questions in an in-depth, casual format that prepares you for this upcoming election with the truth. Today, I want to show you a quick clip from a recent stream that I hope will help you think clearly about these important issues, as well as encourage you to join our movement. Join an upcoming exclusive live stream, and I'll answer your questions by clicking the link in the description below and joining our community of courageous patriots building a parallel economy. I look forward to seeing you over there.
This question's from Carol Haynes. I think everyone's wondering this. Why isn't the border invasion enough to impeach Biden?
Also, make sure to show some love to our sponsors. And those are the amazing patriots over at Gold Co., who are here to help protect your financial freedom. Now, you may have heard about President Trump issuing a very dire warning about America and the very thing we depend on to live, and that's the U.S. dollar. If Trump's warning comes true, this could be bigger than losing any war. But if Trump's prediction is right, and he's been right about a lot of things, and we lose our status as the world's reserve currency, I mean, imagine how this could impact your retirement savings and your quality of life. So that's why you should take Trump's warning seriously by clicking on that link below right now or go to turleywarning.com, because there you'll see what thousands of Americans are doing to help protect their savings before it's too late. Plus, when you click on that link below right now, you'll even see how to get up to $10,000 in free silver to protect your savings. But don't wait. We may not have long if Trump's prophecy comes true. So hurry up and click on that link below or go to turleywarning.com right now.
The donor class doesn't care. This is the sad part. This is the tragedy. Remember, you know what? One of my favorite scenes, it's a tragic scene, but it's a very powerful scene in Braveheart, is if you remember, William Wallace recruited Robert the Bruce to fight alongside him for Scottish independence. Robert the Bruce had a father, a member of the nobility, the ruling nobility, who he thought it was better to form a truce with the English and keep the English in power, because their family ended up profiting off of it, benefiting from that. So again, here, Braveheart's one of the most amazing movies because it depicts populism beautifully, right? Populism is the clash between the values, interests, concerns of the people versus values, interests, concerns of the ruling class, the aristocracy. And so Robert the Bruce teamed up with William Wallace, and William Wallace said, look, we take out the English, I'm going to back you as our new king. You're going to be the king. You're going to be the leader of and unite the clans behind you. So they're fighting together, and one day, I forget, they were trying to take York or whatever, and they had to break away. It wasn't working well. And somebody was chasing an Englishman with his helmet on, so you couldn't see who it was chasing after William Wallace. And William Wallace was able to knock him off his horse, and he was about to do the kill blow, and he screamed out, no, no, and he took off his helmet. And who was it? Right? It was Robert the Bruce, fighting for the English. And William Wallace just dropped his sword. I don't know if you remember the scene. And he just, you could see the tears welling up in his eyes. And he looks like he wants to throw up. And he just falls to the ground. And he just lays there. And Robert the Bruce feels so guilty. And he sees the English coming to get William Wallace. The whole scene is brilliant, because I think it shows how despondent we can be when we see how willing the Republican Party leadership is to placate the destruction of our nation. It's just something we never dreamed would happen after 2016. We thought we got our party back. We thought we got the Republican Party. It finally became the Patriot Party. And no, it's every bit as controlled by special interests and the donor class that loves cheap labor that they get from illegal immigrants, that instead of having to pay them $15 an hour plus medical insurance, they get to pay $3 in that the hour under the table. Their margins grow by leaps and bounds. And that's all the way down. We're not talking the corporate. It goes all the way down in the system. And then, of course, Democrats get the votes. Republicans in deep red states, they don't care. And in the end, it just shows that they're ruling according to their own interests, their own concerns, their own benefit, and to hell with you. Until every November comes around, then I'm gonna send out nasty tweets against Democrats. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna stand up to the Democrat. But in the end, they never do. So that's why Trump is so impressive. That's why Trump is so powerful. That's why they fear him so much. So it is a tragedy. What's happening at the southern border is a final republic stage. It is the collapse. Please don't take this the wrong way. It's the barbarians entering Rome. It's the frontier people outside the empire coming in and taking out the heart of the empire. I think what Greg Abbott has been doing has been brilliant because it's provoked sending migrants to New York and Chicago and to Denver. It has provoked a civil war, not just among big city within the Democratic Party, not just among big city mayors and Biden, but among urban constituents of the Democrats who are saying, wait a minute, guys, if you're going to be taking away our social services in the name of taking care of people who don't even belong here after we've been loyal to you all these years, you know, you got another thing. We're not going to come out. We're not going to vote for you. We're going to vote for someone else. This has the power of possibly bringing the political system down. But Washington is owned by the Democrats. It's rented by Republicans. Washington is owned by the Democrats. It's rented by the Republicans. And Republicans find out very quickly, you don't get anywhere in this business model of getting elected, making $90,000 a year, $100,000 a year as a representative, and then retiring with a net worth of $10 million. You don't get that business model fulfilled in your life by going against the Democrats. It's a horrific, horrific system, and it's got to get changed. And there's, my view, there's only one man who can do it.
I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide, building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.